I'm joined by Gamma El Gamati, UK spokesman for the National Transitional Council. Gamma, you've got some updates on the latest from the campaign in the Nafusa Mountains. What can you tell us?
Yes, very early this morning, a large force of freedom fighters have started an attack on Gaddafi's forces positioned in many or various little towns and villages just under the western mountain, on the way to the coast, if you like. These cities and these little villages and towns, some of them, okay, I'm going to mention some of them. They are called Al-Ghazaya, Skut, Josh, Badr, Tiji. They have been a source of shelling of Grad missiles and other types of missiles on cities like Nalut and Kabau and so on. So today I think the freedom fighters are determined to liberate all these little villages and towns and basically end this threat of missiles coming to the mountain and to the big cities and towns in the western mountain. This will also clear the way for a clear road to the coastal towns, towns like and cities like Zawara, Sabrata, Zawiya, and then Tripoli itself. So if the freedom fighters make victory today and take over all these towns and villages I mentioned, then it will be a significant strategic shift.
Al Jazeera is describing this as the biggest offensive in that area. Is that your understanding too?
It's the biggest offensive in recent weeks, yes. I mean, there have been bigger offensives before, but yes, I think in the last, let's say in the last 2 months, it has been the biggest offensive. And I think once this is concluded today, as I said, and all these cities and towns liberated, it achieves two things. A, it eliminates the threat of missiles hitting the towns and cities of the Western Mountain totally, because it will push back Gaddafi's forces tens and tens of kilometers away. And the other thing is it will clear the way or the road to all those coastal cities and towns, as I said, starting from Zawara close to the Tunisian border all the way to Tripoli.
It's early stages in this offensive, but do you have any idea of how it's going?
Well, I've just had telephone calls and also people have been tweeting from there and from other parts to confirm that it's going very well. I think they have already recaptured one or two of these villages within the last sort of few hours. I think the offensive started about 4 hours ago or 5 hours ago. So it seems to be going very, very well. By the end of the day, we could see a major victory for the freedom fighters.
Is that what gives you hope to say that? Is that just wishful thinking, or is there sort of evidence that there could be some sort of breakthrough in the stalemate?
No. It's not wishful thinking. The freedom fighters have put together a massive force in terms of numbers of fighters and arms. They have multi rocket launchers. They have tanks. They have heavy cannons. They have very, very heavy arms, and they are well prepared. And I think they have put together a very detailed plan, military plan. I think they have been working on this and preparing for this for a couple of weeks now. So I believe the freedom fighters are in a very strong position today.
How many fighters are involved?
I'm not really at liberty to say, but I know it's a large number.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your updates.
All right, thank you very much.